The story of Troy has it all: love, treachery, courage, tragedy, sweat, blood, tears. It's the stuff that epics are made of and that Hollywood celebrates. But Wellesley College classics professor Brendan Ray does what any good classics professors would do. He invites us to remember the original essence of this famous poem.
Even if you've never read Homer's Iliad or the epic of ancient Rome, Virgil's Aeneid, you know bits and pieces of the story already. Who hasn't heard of a treacherous insider or a Trojan horse? Everyone's got an Achilles heel that is their undoing, and some of us would like to have a face that could launch 1,000 ships, like Helen of Troy's. But for me, the most compelling character in the story of Troy is the hero for whom there is no pithy modern reminder, the hero whom we might lose sight of in the shadow of the horse and the heel and the brilliance of Helen's beauty. I mean the pride of the losing side, the nemesis of Achilles, the Trojan prince Hector. Achilles and Hector are literally and figuratively the beginning, middle, and end of Homer's Iliad. Rage is the first word of the poem, which the translation by Robert Fagles captures just right. Rage! Goddess, sing the rage of Peleus' son Achilles. And Achilles is always present, whether he's sulking in his tent or going berserk on the battlefield. He's terrifying and fascinating, in a Quentin Tarantino sort of way. But I'll take Hector, the family man and warrior, the one with whom the poem literally ends. And so the Trojans buried Hector, breaker of horses. What I find so compelling about Hector is the schizophrenia that is the source of his greatness and of his tragedy. Hector is Troy's first best representative, the defender of humanity and civilization. He is a prince, a son, a husband, a father. And he is a great warrior. A great example of Homeric heroism. The more you kill, the more glory you get. Go down swinging. Come back with your shield or on it. Make no mistake about it. Hector's no wimp like his lover boy brother, Paris. He's capable of brutal, bloody violence. And this co-presence of inhuman brutality and humane tenderness is captured most poignantly when Hector leaves the field of battle and visits his wife, Andromache, and their infant son. Here is a translation of a key passage by Robert Fagles. Shining Hector reached down for his son, but the boy recoiled, cringing against his nurse's full breast. Screaming out at the sight of his own father, terrified by the flashing bronze, the horsehair crest, the great ridge of the helmet nodding, bristling terror. So it struck his eyes. And his loving father laughed, his mother laughed as well, and glorious Hector, quickly lifting the helmet from his head, set it down on the ground, fiery in the sunlight, and raising his son, he kissed him, tossed him in his arms, lifting a prayer to Zeus and the other deathless gods. Zeus, all you immortals, grant this boy my son may be like me, first in glory among the Trojans, strong and brave like me, and rule all Troy in power, and one day let them say he is a better man than his father. The brutal irony here is that both Hector and his son will die terrible deaths, and neither will rule all Troy in power. One of the sources of the Iliad's enduring power is Hector's bold attempt to wear both hats, to be the wielder of the sword and defender of the hearth. And in the end, he fails at both, and he and his city are broken.
Brendan Ray teaches classics at Wellesley College in Massachusetts.